Resolutions from General Wade's Council of War regarding Carlisle. At a Council of War held at Field Marshal Wade's headquarters at Hexham, November 19, 1745. Present: the Field Marshal, Comte de Nassau, Lieutenant General Schwarzenberg, Lieutenant General Lord Tyrawley, Lieutenant General Wentworth. The Field Marshal, having communicated to the Council of War an account he had received, that the rebels entered the city and castle of Carlisle the 15th instant by a capitulation made without the advice or consent of Colonel Durand, the commandant, who says that the garrison was able to have held it out a month, and as the chief motive of marching towards Carlisle was in order to relieve it, and that having now ceased by its being surrendered to the rebels, the question is whether the army shall proceed according to the resolution of the last council of war. We are unanimously of opinion that it cannot be pursued for the following reasons. The great difficulties we have met from the severity of the season, and the great snows that have lately fallen since our march from Newcastle, have rendered the roads almost unpassable, insomuch that it was midnight before the army arrived at their ground, though the march was but 10 miles, and the artillery remained 24 hours behind, and part of its carriages are not yet arrived this day at 11 in the morning. Second, that there was so much difficulty in providing straw and carriages for the draught of it, that many of the soldiers were obliged to lie on the ground, though covered with snow. Third, the want of forage, wood, and straw, should we advance further, for by the best intelligence the rebels have either made use of or destroyed all the forage and provisions for 15 miles on this side of Carlisle. Fourth, that having no artillery above 3 pounds, we could not hope to recover the town and castle, nor have we a sufficient force to invest it. Fifth, and a supposition that the rebels should abandon the castle and march either north or south, we could not follow them over those barren and mountainous countries through which they may probably pass, but must of necessity return to Newcastle in order to subsist, and leave our 6 soldiers behind, whose numbers daily increase. Sixth, the disappointment of carriages for the biscuit, proposed to carry with us on our march, hath reduced the quantity from 8 days' provision to 3. Under these difficulties we shall immediately be obliged to return from this camp to Newcastle, where we may be better supplied with ammunition, bread, than we can be in our present situation, or follow the rebels should they make any movement north or south. But if the troops cannot soon be put under cover by cantonments, the whole body will be rendered incapable of further service. George Wade, W.M.C. de Nassau, W.B. Schwarzenberg, Tyrawley, Thomas Wentworth. Soon after the above resolutions was taken, the Field Marshal received intelligence from Penrith dated yesterday that at 3 o'clock that afternoon a quartermaster belonging to the rebels' army came there to bespeak billets for 2 squadron of horse, which he said would be 250, and for 8,000 foot against tomorrow, which, with the other reasons already given, confirm us more in the resolution we had taken before.